Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in Mishlei, Al Pi Torah and Samarino Rabbeinu, Zechut Tzadik Livracha. We were discussing in previous Shi'urim the opinion of Moshal and Nimshal, Yishtei Tfisot Olam, Tfisa Derech Mashal V'Nimshal. So we have a Moshal, which is self-understood. And that brings us to the nimshal. The more, the better you understand the mashal, the better you're going to understand the nimshal. That's one way of looking at the world. Another way is tfisa derech chida. Zot omeret, like we spoke about in the previous year, that if things don't have any meaning, any content, mitzad atzmon, they just awaken you, arouse you to think about the solution. That's a chida. A mashal, you get the mashal. Chida, you don't get it. You're like, well, ma kore po? And that awakens you to try to think what's going on over here, to try to figure out the solution. Ata lo tofes tadvarim mitzad atzmam, like with a mashal and a nimshal. When you see the mashal, you tofes tadvarim mitzad atzmam. And then you try to get to the nimshal. When it comes to a chida, a riddle, אתה לא תופס את הדבר מצד עצמו, רק את תוכן המשמעות הדברים. זאת אומרת, מה המשמעות כאן? What's the meaning here? What's going on? So these two mahalchim are expressed in a medrash. אמר רב יצחק, משל לאחד שהיה עובר ממקום למקום, וראה בירה דולקת. אמר תומה שהבירה הזו, בלא מנהיג, הציץ עליו בעל הבירה. אמר לו, אני הוא בעל הבירה. כך, שלפי שאבינו אברהם אומר, תומר שהעולם הזה בלא מנהיג, הציץ עליו הקדוש ברוך הוא. אמר לו, אני הוא בעל העולם. So we have a mashal, the person going from place to place. He sees a tower on fire. And he says, what, does this tower have no leader, no owner? And then the owner of the tower appeared to him, and he said, I'm the Balabira, I'm the one who owns it. Such, says the Medrash, that our father Avram says, this world, this Bira is on fire, doesn't have a manik, can't be. So, Hetzitzel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ramalu Ani U Baal Oilam. God looked at me and he said, I'm the master of the world. לכאורה, צריך להבין, הרי אברהם אבינו כבר הכיר שיש בעלים לבירה. So you already knew, so what was added on when hates itself of Baal Abir? So we have to say that the assumption of אפשר לבירה בלא מנהיג is an assumption that comes from a previous intellectual assumption. זוהי תפיסה של מערכי החוכמה. In other words, he used, where did he get to the EF של הבירה בלימניק? He looks at the world, and he says that it can't be. It's a mahalach of chachma. It's a process of using his wisdom to understand that it can't be that the world doesn't have a bira, doesn't have a manik. There has to be a bialim labira. Zot omeret, the first tfisa is chachma. In his mind, it's intellectual. And now he comes to this hasaga. As hare nigla lo baal habira b'fo'al. As kei tfisat hadvarim hi tfisa b'derech ri'iya. And now God appears to him, and now it's in the mahalach of nevuah. Avraham Avinu saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the bira. So on one hand, as we've spoken out in the previous year, recently we spoke about the fact that chachma is greater than nevuah, chacham adif minavi. On the other hand, the clarity of a Navi is greater than that of a Chacham, because he can see it in front of his eyes. And that's what the Sifri means when it says that before Avraham came to the world, Kivyachol, God was only king over the heavens. And now God, Avraham made a king over the heavens and the earth. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech means. Meaning this clarity that God has had, God over heaven and the earth. So that Avraham Avinu brought down to the world. And we see through his eyes, or we're supposed to anyway. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech said. Lavin mashalim alitza, divrei chachamim v'chidotam. Mashal ha-melitza ein ba-torah shebichtav, mishum shehi benevu'ah. V'lachein kol tzurat ha-gilui shel ha-dvarim, yudar shel re'iyah v'dimui mashal u-melitza. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech was saying. And he says, l'havin mashal ha-melitza dibrei chachamim v'chidaisam. Mashal ha-melitza is torah shebichtav, which is nevu'ah. That's Tzuras HaGilui of Re'iyah V'Dimui, Mashal Melitza. You can see the Mashal, you can see it in front of your eyes, it's clear. Hashem came to Rishabal Peh, there it's a Mahalach of Chachma. We don't have the same clarity, it's not written in front of us. It's ideas, it's more abstract. Torah stories, Rishabal Peh is, you have Mishalim. But the most, anyway, of our Esek in Rishabal Peh is with abstractions. Concepts. זהו מהלך של חוכמה. הוצאת הדברים מתוך עצמו של החכם. That's what we're trying to do. In other words, there's no havan at all mechida. So that's specifically when you talk about agadita. Agadita, there's no meaning at all mechida. In the Torah, when you see a story, you understand the story. And Chazal, there it already gets a little bit more murky. There it's, you read a story, say, Ma korepo. People just read it a lot of times. So that's the only way you can make the siyum. But that's why it's a chida. Ze me'orir et ha'adam, likanes l'omek ha'dvarim. Ze achida. It has no havana, it has no mashmut, it has no meaning, independently. What it does is it arouses the person to think more. A mashal has independent meaning. So, Torah Shebichtav, as we spoke about in the previous shiur, Torah Shebichtav, or shiur, is Mashal u'Melitza, and then Divrei Chachamim v'Chidaisam. It's Torah Shebaal Peh. Mesira shel Torah Shebaal Peh eina ba'a b'der shel ketiva, el b'der shel mesirat diburim merav l'talmid. Lachen, yesh tnaim miyuchadim b'mesira zo, kigon shimush. V'ayu einecha, ro'ot et morecha. V'chein, dvarim shebichtav, shebaal peh, yata rashi l'omran, bichtav. The mesira of Torah shebaal peh doesn't come b'derech ksiva. It's given over from Rav to Talmud. And therefore there are specific conditions. Shimush, you serve him. You see him. You don't write it down. It remains oral. Surat ha-mesira amitit hi beder shel ha'avara ha'omedet michutz ladvarim ve'eina nimtzet badvarim atzmam. Zohu surat ha'avara shel devrei chachamim. Surah shel chidotam, ein betoch advarim atzmam davar mevi lahavanatam. Ela havarai shel dvarim haomdim michutz latochen atzmo. Ba'idei chokhma shel hachacham hamevin miatzmo hu mitorer letfos et guf advarim. It's surah hamesira. The truest way is outside of the actual words, and not the words themselves. That's the tsuras ha'avor, the way of transmitting the divrei chachamim, tsura shel chidoisam. How do you give over the divrei chachamim in chidois? So, b'toch ha'dvarim atzmam, it's hard to understand. you're also giving over things that are outside of the actual content. And a chacham can understand what that is. He can understand guf ha-dvarim. As he gets the divrei chachamim through the v'chidoisa. V'chidoisa are given over. And he's able to interpret the chidos and get to the guf ha-dvarim, get to what it actually means. Mashimut ha-amitit. כתוב במשנה בחגיגה, אין דורשים בעריות בשלושה, ולא במעשה בראשית בשניים, ולא במרכבה ביחיד, אלא אם כן החכם מבין מדעתו, אומרת הגמרא, תני רבחי אבל מוסרים לו ראשי פרקים. היציאה מתוך ראשי פרקים להבנת גוף הדברים לא יכולה להיות דרך משל המליצה. שאני רוצה יחד שבין ראשי הפרקים תוכן הדברים בעל כוחנו, זהו מהלך של חידה, ולכן השייך בדווקא לחכם, הוא מבין מדעתו. לנו ההבנה לא באה מתוך החידה, מתוך ראשי פרקים, אלא זו תפיסה של החכם מתוך מלכי הדעת שלו עצמו, ורק כך הוא עומד על החוכמה, ועל ידי כך מבין את פשר החידה. So the Chacham gives over the Maisa Merkava to a Yachid, the Rashi Prakim. It says in the Mishnah that you only give over the as the Rambam understands it anyway, it's not Pashat how to understand this Gemara. But you only Moise Rashi Prakim to a Chacham Mevi Midaito. And what this Chacham Mevi Midaito does is the words themselves that he's given over this Maisa Merkava, this mystical, these mystical ideas. From what the Chacham says, you can't understand anything. What the teacher says, you can't understand anything. So he gives it over to a Chacham Mevi Midaito, and he is able to perceive with his own powers of intellect, he's able to go deeper. And go beyond this, beneath the surface. And that's the yishuv of the famous sticho, the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah, and Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph. It says that Rabbi Eliezer said, I never heard anything I never said anything I didn't hear from my Rebbe. And that was Rabbi Nosson, it says Rabbi Eliezer, was doyresh bedvorim shelo shemat and oizen me'oila. So one place he says, everything I said is from Rebbe. In the other place, he said things that nobody ever said, no ear ever heard. So I thought you only said from your Rebbe. וביור העניין שהעמידה על דברי רבו הייתה רק לאחר שהחכים והבין מדעתו ותפס את תוכן דברי החידה ששמע מרבו. ולכן למעשה היו אלה דברים ששמע מרבו. אך הדיבורים שנאמרו היו דיבורים שלא שמעתן אוזן מעולם. He only really understood his Rebbe after really thinking about it. Then he understood the Divrei Chida. So the Maisa, he heard it from his Rebbe. But when he spoke it out, no ear had ever heard this. Because it was him copying what the Rebbe meant. So that's something very new. That was what no ear had heard, even though the content of what he was saying was merumas, was alluded to in what his Rebbe said. But for that, it needed to be a chacham umevi midaito. So Torah Shabbat Peh is giving me peh loizen, that your ear has to hear well, be able to interpret. So you're not giving over the words themselves. You're not giving Torah Shabbat Peh themselves. You're giving over the chidos hadvarim. That's what the medaber is giving over. The chidos. And then the shemeya has to chap. Pnimius hanyanim, what exactly is being said here. There's a special inyan in Torah Shabbat Peh. Shemedaber atzmo, hu shemoseret hadvarim. Davar zeh hu chelek mitzurat mesirat hadvarim. Chelek midivrei chachamim, V'chidotam. Ma perush ha'dvarim? The Torah Shebaal Peh, it's the speaker himself who's giving over the words. That's part of the form of giving over the words, part of the Divrei Chachamim V'chidotam, meaning. The Mishnah says, Shimon ben Oyomer, Kol yamai gadalti ben ha'chachamim, v'lo imatsosi laguf toiv mishtika, el shtika. All my days I grew up among the Chachamim and I didn't find anything better for the body than silence. Choyro, if he heard about the value of Shtika from his Rabbein, he should have said it in the name of his Rabbein. And if he understood on his own, then why does he have to say, Kol Yamai Gadalti Bein HaChachamim? I grew up among the Chachamim, he understood on his own. Lama Lazkir Ta Chachamim? And if you learned it from the Chachamim, then say who you got it from. Bal kocheinu lamadnu shet inyan ha-shtika ulamad mishtikatam. You got it from their silence. זאת אומרת, אי אפשר ללמוד שתיקה בדרך דיבור. כל היחידים זה של לימוד שתיקה, אפשר רק בדרך של שתיקה. לכן אומרים רבותיו בעניין שתיקה בא בצורה כשכל ימי דעת מנחם, you learned it from their שתיקה. מבואר בארי שכמה וכמה פעמים כתוב בגמרא ושתק רבי וכדומה, רבי יהושע מה עשינו פשוט להוציא את הפנים החוצה, שהרי מרגע שיצא החוצה שוב אינו פנימי, פנים, זאת אומרת דבר שמותו פנימי, ולכן לעולם תפיסה של עומק היא תפיסה של יותר ממה שאומרים הדברים המדוברים. Real understanding is you're getting more than what was actually said. And that's the idea of שוסק רבי. Rabbi was shoysek because there are things that are more pnimiyah that have to be understood. Which Rabbi didn't say because he wanted to keep them pnimi. Maral kotev b'sefer ha'gvurot v'kasher tavin zeh tavin gam ken ma shemru chazal b'perek ha'mapelet. Kshavlad olech yotze l'avir olam b'malach v'satru al piv u'mishakech menu kol ha'torah. Lama amru satru al piv? כי הוא זה אשר אמרנו לך, כי הפה שנעשה בו אדם חי מדבר גשמי, ומשכך ממנו כל התורה כולה, ופירוש זה, כי אדם מתחבר בו הנשמה על החומר, ועבור שאין נשמה שכלית מחובר בו בחומר, והנה בעוד שלא יצא לאוויר העולם, אז נשמתו נבדלת, ואז היא שכלית לגמרי וידע כל התורה, ואת יציאתו נגמר בריאתו, והנשמה תתחבר לחומר, וכאשר תתחבר, הנשמה על הגוף נעשה אדם חי מדבר גשמי, וזה משכך כל התורה שאינו שכלי לגמרי. שזה מערל, that brings the Gemara in Nida, Amid Lamed Beis, that when the child is born, comes a malach and he gives him a slap on his mouth and he forgets the whole Torah. Why the slap on his mouth? Because a mouth is what makes a person a gashmiyistika being, that he can speak. And that's what makes him a forgetting kol ha-Torah kula, because a person has a neshama connected to his body, to his physical, to his chomer. And the neshama, before it was connected to the body, it was nifdelis, it was sichlit legamre. It knew all the whole Torah, it was completely spiritual. And then when it was yotzei, nigmar b'riyaso, and then the neshama now is mischaber l'chomer. When the neshama connects to the chomer, which is an odam chai midabir gashmi, that's what makes him forget kol ha-Torah kula, ayin shem heitev b'sefer ha-gvurois, b'perek chafchet. Zot omeret, sh'astira al ha-peh, haynu chisaron shenitan latinok, that's the koyach ha-dibur. A matzah that a person has a koch hadibur mafkia oto mehasagot shiilo lefnechin. Ubiyur ha'inyanu, shekoch hadibur hu horada shel hadat ad lehalbashata b'dibur hayotze achutza. Ubarur shekasher koch hadat magia lemishor namuch kaze, harei shehadat yoter nemucha. The stira is a chisar in the tinok. That's the koch hadibur. In a situation where a person has a koch hadibur, he loses his Hasagas that he had before. Because the Korach HaDibur is Hayroda Shel HaDas. In other words, you have Das, which is more abstract, which can't be expressed with words, and then you bring it down to Dibur. That's a Yerida. And the Mela, that causes the Shechicha. And you have this Korach HaDibur, because Dibur is a Yerida. Going down. It's a descent. That's the idea also of the Kvedus HaPev Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was on a high level of Das. It's hard for him to express himself because he was so much higher, he couldn't connect to that Gashmi part of him, that Dibur. That's the secret of his speech impediment. We were little, we thought, yeah, whatever, they told us in second grade, he couldn't speak well, okay. Happens sometimes. People stutter, they have speech impediments, Chas v'shalom. And Shabbana's level of Das was so high, he couldn't connect, he couldn't bring it down. We live in the Koyach HaDibur, and it's hard for us to think higher than the Dibur. Now, even when we're thinking Dibur. And the more Dibur Dik you are, the more in the Matzav of Chisaron you are. In order to be Mis'ale, to elevate yourself above that, you need to go to the world of Shtika. אמר רבנו משפט מחריד. כאשר אומרים בפה דבר מסוים, זוהי השחתה של פנימיותו. ויש בזה הורדה בעצם הדבר. אני אפילו לא מתרגם את זה. זה כבר דברים מחרידים ומפחידים ומבהילים. אז לא מצאתי לטוב גול, לגוף טוב משתיקה, פירוש, התפקיד של הגוף, הוא לא להפריע לפנימיות לעמוד על שלמותה. עיקר ההפרעה היא בדיבור. הוצאה של הדברים הפנימיים החוצה. לכן התיקון הטוב ביותר לגוף, כדי שלא יפריע לפנים, הוא השתיקה. The body shouldn't stop to start up with this, shouldn't corrupt the pnimius, shouldn't impede the pnimius. And the ikar, the primary impediment, is speech. The less you speak, the more pnimi you are. The way to learn this is by seeing the Chachamim, how they were silent. Rambam, לעולם ירבה אדם בשתיקה ולא ידבר לא בדבר חוכמה ובדברים שצריך להם לחיי גופו. וכן בדברי תורה ודברי חוכמה יהיו דברי אדם מעטים ואין יעיהם ורובים. הוא יסיבו חמים ורמי לעולם ישנה אדם ודאדם דרך קצרה. The Rambam also says, don't speak too much. Rashi says that you should teach בדרך קצרה. Because that's an easier way to remember. The Rambam says that's the way to do it. That's the way to give it over your Talmidim, Derech Ktsar. Never Torah Shabbat is a special meaning. But Surah Samasir, Rabov Shal Haber, Moser Et HaDvarim. Kol Mesirat HaDvarim, Ma Shehen Nesirim, Behafsakot. Nesirim Chelek HaShtika, זה מאוד מעניין. And Moshe gives Shiurim, at least the ones I went to, I heard, a lot of Shtikas. A lot of Shtikas. That's part of the Shir. וזהו דברי חכמים וחידותם. העברה של חידות ושתיקות המורות על תוכן המצוי בעומק העניין. That's the דברי חכמים וחידותם. But there's the דיבור and the שתיקה. They work together. איתמר, קרא ושנה ולא שמש תמי חכמים, רב אליעזר אומר, איזה עם הארץ? עם הארץ הוא מי שהתפיסה שלו דברים היא רק בתוכן שיכול להיות מדובר ולא מעבר לזה. עם הארץ only gets what was said. And not what's between the lines, not the silence. בנביא, שמואל ב', ותצא מיכל בת שאול לקראת דוד, ותאמר מלך בעד היום מלך ישראל, אשר נגלה היום לעיני אמות עבדיו, כי גבוהות נגלות אחד הריקים, ויאמר דוד, ונקלתי עוד מזאת. והיא תשפל בעיניי, ועם האמות אשר אמרתי, מה מגיעו, יקבדה. זאת אומרת, הטענה של מיכל הייתה, כי גבוהות נגלות אחד הריקים, you're so empty, מיכל, said the dove, and he was dancing around. You were megal, you're pnimius! And on that comes the tshuva of David המלך, that in relationship to the internal hargosh of simcha that he had, the gili was covered for him. I know, ein po atchala shel gilui, al rak hatzba al kiyuma shel ha-simcha. In other words, David's answer to Michal, I didn't show my pnimius at all. I just showed there's something inside. And that's the cover. That's David's answer that he says, I'm Sharmati Mami Kaveda that I'm going to become. I was miskabed. The covet of David is that there was a lot more. He didn't show his pnimius. He just showed there is a pnimius, but it wasn't a gilui of anything that was actually there. There was so much more inside when he was giving cover to the Torah. Okay. Anyway, this is Mamish Dvorim Ha'omdim Berumo Shel Olam. So Hashem Shezachinu and Amir Tzachem will be zeichet to continue next time. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom.